also an article in the bulletin about the text, and then inviting the people to use this in their private devotions and also in the preparation for church that day. The new hymn of the month could be their prayer before the service begins.
We all believe in one true God. We sing the first tune of the book.
That's an easier one.
We've never heard that second one.
It's difficult. We sing it around here with gusto.
We get a call on Monday.
It's true. Difficult. Solo music.
But we did have the first one.
Now, you had a two-part question. You said, but I only heard part one.
Part two was, is it possible sometimes that silence might enhance our music?
Depends upon the organist.
That when we go to communion, I think we are sung to death.
I think people have lost the ability to meditate without direction. And the hymn gives, in our boob tube generation, they are used to being guided with every thought that they might have. And I think the hymn provides that kind of crutch.
The organist is controlling.
Yeah.
We need to stop that.
I wonder how much constructive thought goes on during silence.
Well, that's what I would like to see, the suggestion that people read him rather than sing.
Be guided, reading them. Okay.
Silence. Uh-huh. In other words, while you're in your
suit,
reading him silent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
The thought.
Oh,
thank you very much.